Ezechiel, chapter 28. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyre, Thus says the Lord God, Because your heart is lifted up, and you have said, I am a god, I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man, and not God, though you set your heart as the heart of God. Behold, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from you. With your wisdom and with your understanding you have gotten yourself riches, and have gotten gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom and by your trade have you increased your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches. Therefore thus says the Lord God, because you have set your heart as the heart of God. Behold, therefore I will bring strangers upon you, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom, and they shall defile your brightness. They shall bring you down to the pit, and you shall die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. Will you yet say before him that slays you, I am a god? But you shall be a man, and no god, in the hand of him that slays you. You shall die the deaths of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers, for I have spoken it, says the Lord God. Moreover the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, Thus says the Lord God, You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom, and perfect in beauty. You have been in Eden the garden of God, every precious stone was your covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of your timbrels and of your pipes was prepared in you in the day that you were created. You are the anointed cherub that covers, and I have set you so, you were upon the holy mountain of God, you have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created, till iniquity was found in you. By the multitude of your trade they have filled the midst of you with violence, and you have sinned, therefore I will cast you as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty, you have corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor, I will cast you to the ground, I will lay you before kings, that they may behold you. You have defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading, therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of you, it shall devour you, and I will bring you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold you. All they that know you among the people shall be astonished at you, you shall be a horror, and never shall you be any more. Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Sidon, and prophesy against it, and say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Sidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of you, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall have executed judgments in her, and shall be sanctified in her. For I will send into her pestilence, and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall be judged in the midst of her by the sword upon her on every side, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And there shall be no more a pricking briar unto the house of Israel, nor any grieving thorn of all that are round about them, that despised them, and they shall know that I am the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the nations, then shall they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob. And they shall dwell safely in it, and shall build houses, and plant vineyards, yea, they shall dwell with confidence, when I have executed judgments upon all those that despise them round about them, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God.